I do not believe for a second that an omniscient being who is evil exists. Yes, the devil exists. The devil is evil. But the devil is not omniscient. He is a creature. He is finite. His knowledge may be greater than ours, but his knowledge is limited. Only God is omniscient. God is also righteous. He is altogether righteous. If, therefore, God is both righteous and omniscient, we can expect that any information coming from him is most certainly infallible and inerrant. We have already seen that infallible describes an ability. Someone who is infallible has the ability never to fail. He cannot err. It is possible to be inerrant without being infallible. But it is not possible to be infallible without also being inerrant. I can be inerrant within limits. I have made 100% on spelling tests. I have written inerrant grocery lists. But neither of these less than prodigious feats qualifies me for the grand term of infallibility. God is omniscient. He knows everything. God is infallible. It is impossible for him to fail. God is inerrant. He never errs. Not only does God not commit error, but he also does not inspire error. God is neither the source of nor the inspirer of error. What comes from his divine mind is truth. What he inspires is truth. The professor was right. If a book has errors, it is not the word of God. If a book is the word of God, it does not have errors. We cannot have a book that is both the word of God and errant. Surely it is possible to conceive of a book that is partly errant and partly the word of God. But I do not think that the Bible is that sort of a book. The only point I am pleading for is that we be clear in understanding that whatever is inspired is not errant. God does not commit errors or induce human authors to commit errors. God knows what he is talking about. Why is God's omniscience so extremely relevant to our understanding of the Bible? We are often asked to stand on the teaching of the Bible or to stand on the opinions of experts who disagree with the Bible. Is premarital sex healthy or not? I have read the judgments of psychiatrists who claim that under certain conditions, premarital sex is not only permissible, but a positive contribution to a healthy marriage. On the other hand, the New Testament takes a different view. The Apostle Paul wrote, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints." Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3. Now we have a conflict. Leading experts tell us that fornication is all right. They are joined by a chorus of educators and even some clergy. We add to this the reports of sexual historians like Kinsey and Chapman, who have surveyed modern Americans and discovered that the vast majority have practiced premarital sex. This is true outside the church and inside the church as well. The statistical information seems so overwhelming. Is the Bible giving bad advice here? Is this just...